Coquitlam will sink $1 million over the next 2 years to paint murals, add lights to trees and install street furniture to make the city more colorful and lively. On Monday, May 8, City Council oaked the Streetscape Enhancement Initiatives program that will use $100,000 from the $435,000 Destination Development Grant that the city's Economic Development Office won last month. The other $900,000 will come from the city's Land Sale Reserve Investment Fund. Here's the breakdown. 2023 Art. Murals, $100,000. Feature Lights. Brunette Avenue, $25,000. Feature Lights. City Center, $220,000. Gateway Lights. Lougheed, $15,000. Architectural. Millardville Arch and Bus Stop, $90,000. Furniture. Bike Rack and Bench Expansion, $50,000. 2024 Art. Murals, $150,000. Architectural. Millardville Arch and Bus Stop, $30,000. Architectural. Pine Tree Way, $120,000. Around the City Center Library. Furniture. Bike Rack and Bench Expansion, $200,000. In his presentation before council and committee, Jonathan Helmis, Coquitlam's utilities director, said the artistic and functional updates will spruce up Coquitlam and help businesses grow and stay here. Helmis said the city plans 2 to 4 murals a year, with the first 2 planned for blank walls in City Center, south of City Hall, and at Place des Arts. For the tree lights in City Center, the city will focus on Pine Tree Way and Glen Drive, while Brunette Avenue will also get a permanent sparkle around Mackin Park to make the area safer for pedestrians. In Austin Heights, the city proposes more lights in trees, public art and painted medians. Helmis said businesses along the main routes can also add their flair with upgrades to their properties. And he said city staff will work with the Kikum, Queek Wetlam, First Nation on the designs, a nod to reconciliation, Cown. Brent Asmundson noted, as it also brings awareness about the nation's history. Still, Cown. Matt Johnlick said he wants the future public art to be simple, fun, easy to maintain and, most of all, visible. He referenced the frog sculpture in front of the Lafarge Lake Douglas SkyTrain station as being a good example. However, the art pieces next to the Lincoln SkyTrain station are tucked away. Johnlick said he's excited about the economic spin-offs that the public art will create. This kind of vibrancy makes it all the more enticing for businesses and people to invest in Coquitlam, he said. Last December, council approved $400,000 in its 2023 capital budget for the Streetscape Enhancement Initiatives program. Coquitlam will also set aside $73,000 a year to operate the new infrastructure. A report on the program will come before council next year, Helmis said.